Woo-hoo! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. I hope you're ready to listen and learn, because I sure am. Today we are going to have a short vowel review day. We are going to be looking at words that have short vowel sounds such as a, e, I, a, and a. A-E-I-O-U. And as always, I want you to have fun with this activity. I want you to be excited about this activity. And I don't want you to feel like I'm rushing you. If at any time you think I'm going too fast for you, it's okay. Just relax. And you can remember that at the end, we can finish coloring or writing something. Part of this activity, the first part, is to listen. So if I ask you to put down your crayon or your pencil, I want you to listen and do that. And you can always finish something that you didn't have time for at the end. Okay? All right, I say let's get started. At the top, as always, is a place to write our name. Let's write our names first. Remember to write neatly. Stay on the line. And my name is Mrs. Oldham, in case you forgot. When you finish writing your name, you may put your pencil down. We're not going to need it for a little while. Okay. At the top of your page, there is a picture. I see a barn, I see some farm animals, and I see a sun up in the corner. We are going to be looking for some animals first that have some short vowel sounds in them, and we're going to be looking for some words that belong in certain word families. So let's start by looking at these farm animals. The one I want us to look at first has a short I vowel sound. To remind you, a short I vowel sound sounds like this. I, 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 I. Can you find the animal that has that sound in the middle of the word? Start looking. Is it the hen, or the pig, or the dog? Yes, it's the pig. Let's find our pink crayon, some kind of pink crayon. It doesn't have to be a perfect pink. And let's color our pig pink. This is the part where you listen and follow directions, because even if you wanted to color your pig gray, for example, I don't want you to color it gray. I want you to color it pink, because I'm looking to see if you're following directions. So go ahead and start coloring that pig pink. And I will sound out the word pink for you while we color. P-I-G. Pig. Did I say I would? I think I said I'd sound out the color pink. I mean, I want to sound out the word pig. Did you know teachers make mistakes too? Because it's true. All right, let's begin again. Pig. That's what I want to sound out. P-I-G. Pig. When I sound that out, I can hear that short I vowel sound in the middle of the word. P-I-G. Pig. I can also have a chunk of the word family ig at the end. And when I sound it out with the chunk ig at the end, this is how I do it. P-I-G. Pig. Now, can you think of another word that might belong in the ig word family with pig? I'll help you. Let's put the sound b in front of the chunk ig. B-ig. What do you get? Big. Yes, this is a big pig. Look at that big pig. He's a big pig. He has a big snout. So big belongs in that word family. Let's try another one. Try the sound of W. W-ig. What do you get? Wig. Awesome. I think you should be finished coloring your pig. Let's put our crayons down in 5, 4, it's okay, 3, if you don't finish coloring, color at the end, 2, and 1, thank you. Okay, we have 2 more animals on our page, and I'm looking for the one that has a short O inside the word. Short O says ah, ah. Can you find the animal that has that sound of ah? Yes, it's the dog. Let's color our dog brown, some kind of brown color. And while we're coloring, go ahead and get started. We'll color the dog brown. I'll sound out dog. D-A-G. Dog. It has that short O sound in the middle. D, a, g, dog. Now I can also think of some other, or actually before I do that, let me chunk it. It has the og chunk at the end. So I would sound it out. D, og, dog. I can find other words that belong in the og family as well. Try this one. F, og. What do you get? F, og. Fog. Sometimes there is fog in the air. We could try another one too. How about this one? L, og. What do you get? Log. Awesome. I know there's more. Can you think of another one? No? Okay. We'll keep going. I'll try this one. Og. Hog. There you go. I'm almost finished coloring my dog. That tells me you should almost be finished coloring your dog. So let's put our crayons down in 5 seconds. You have 5 more seconds to color. 5, 4, 3, 2, and I see you. 1. Thank you. All right. We have 1 more farm animal left, and we have a sun in the sky. So I'm going to have you look for the one that sounds like this. I'm going to sound it out for you, and I want you to tell me if it's the hen or the sun. Ready? Here we go. S-a-n. Sun. Awesome. Let's find our yellow crayon. Some kind of yellow crayon. It doesn't have to be perfect. We're going to color the inside of our sun yellow, and then we'll do the sun's rays orange. So let's start with our yellow sun in the middle. While you color, I'll sound out sun. S-a-n, sun. It has the short U sound in the middle. Short U says sorry, s-a-n. There you go. It has the un word chunk at the end. S-un, sun. Can you think of other words that belong in the un family that sound like this? S-un, sun. Try b-un. What do you get? Bun. Try f-un. Fun. Awesome. Okay, when you're ready, grab that orange crayon, some kind of orange crayon, and let's color the sun's rays orange. All right. Can you think of another one? We have sun, bun, fun. What about run? What do you get? Run, exactly. All of those words have a short U. They all say in the middle of the word, and they all have the un chunk at the end. So they belong in the un word family. You should almost be finished coloring your sun. I'm done with all of my rays, so you should be almost finished as well. So I am going to ask you to put your crayon down in 5 seconds. You have 5 more seconds. And here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Thank you for putting down your crayon. All right, our last animal is the hen. So let's find our brown crayon again. And let's color the hen brown, and then we'll color the hay. But let's start with the hen, and we'll color the hen brown. Let's sound out hen and find out what kind of a short vowel it has. H-e-n, hen. H-e-n, hen. It has the short E. Short E says e-e-e. H-e-n, hen. If I chunk it, it has the N word chunk at the end. So I would say h-e-n, hen. Good. Can you think of another word that belongs in the N word family? Try this one. M-N. Men. Very good. Try this one. P-N. Pen. Yes. Okay, when you're ready, will you color the hay that the hen is sitting on yellow? Color the hay yellow. So we have hen, men, pen. Try this one. T-N. Ten. There you go. Nice work. Okay. I have finished coloring all my hay. I'll give you 5 more seconds. Here we go. You've got 5. You've got 4. And 3. And 2. Feel the beat. You got 1. And put your crayon down. Thank you. We are going to pick up our pencil and do a little bit of writing. We're going to practice writing some of the words we just practiced. So, let's look at what we have here. Can you find your pencil and point to number 1? You'll see 3 little lines in a row. Each of those little lines is for a letter. Then when you scoot across, there's a big line in the middle. And then scoot across, there's a big line at the end. Those are where we will write a whole word. So let's start on number 1 on one of the little lines. And I want you to write the letter that I say. I'm going to give you a sound, and I want you to write that letter. So for number 1, in that very first spot, write the letter that makes this sound. Ready? S. Nice. Scoot over. Write this letter. U. Scoot over. Write this letter. N. Now let's sound this out together. S. Sun. That's the one that we colored up top. It has a short U sound. It says . Scoot to the middle, that big line in the middle. Let's write sun. Sun. And scoot to the end. Let's write it one more time for extra practice. Sun. Awesome job. Let's try number 2. Write the letter in that first little line that I say the sound for. Ready? Number 2. D. 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 Scoot. Ready? Ah. 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 Oh. Scoot. G. G. Let's sound it out. D. Ah. G. Dog. Scoot to the middle on that line. Let's write the whole word together. Here we go. D-A-G. Dog. And scoot to the end. We'll write it one more time for extra practice. D-A-G. Dog. Okay, here we go. Number 3. Write the sound. Write the letter for the sound that I make. H, E, 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 N. Very good. Let's sound it out. H, E, N, hen. Scoot to the middle. Let's practice writing it again. H, E, N, hen. And last time, at the very end, let's write it. H, E, N. Hen. H-E-N. Hen. Number 4. This is not going to be a word from the art picture. I'm going to give you a different word. We should write pig. That's the one we don't have yet, but we're not going to write pig. I'm going to see if you can write a word in the ig family. Ready? Number 4. W. 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 I. 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 G. G. Let's sound it out. We don't have pig, but it belongs in the ig word family. Let's try it. W-I-G. Wig. Scoot to the middle. Let's write it again. W-I-G. Wig. And scoot to the end. Last time for extra practice. W-I-G. Wig. Excellent. Now let's read our words. Let's start on number 1 and we'll read them going down. Number 1 says sun. Number 2, dog. Number 3, hen. Number 4, wig. Now let's read them without our numbers. We'll just read them all in a row. Here we go. sun, dog, hen, wig. Just for fun, let's read them going backwards. Start on number 4 and go up. Ready? Here we go. Wig, hen, dog, sun. That's it, boys and girls. We finished. You rock, I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for having this time with me. I appreciate it. I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.